I would be very friendly with the pilot. He would be a high hours, well respected, capable pilot, you know. But what I observed was, you know, the airplane was flying in a manner that there was nothing untoward with it, and suddenly, you know, had a problem and went down within, you know, it was very, very quick. There was no indication that there was a problem before that at all, you know. I can't go into specifics of accidents or anything else because it's subject to the air accident investigation unit who are on scene at the moment. But the one big thing that came to light very apparent very quickly was we needed an air ambulance in here yesterday. That had been all coordinated by Malin Head. And without Malin Head coordinating that yesterday, there's a good chance that we're looking at a fatality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very apparent at this stage that we need, and the people of Donegal need to row in behind Malin Head. And it brings it home so strongly when it's so localised that the absolute need for keeping it open.
And most of the strong arguments that have come over in recent months, the same message keeps coming back, and that is the importance of having it where it is and that local knowledge in saving lives.
That is absolutely correct. You know, there is no argument. There is absolutely no argument for the closing of Malin Head at this stage now, Greg, none. I would like at this stage to take the opportunity to thank all the emergency services. We had an ambulance on site yesterday, literally within 15 minutes of this happening. We had the Coast Guard helicopter from Sligo tasked in here pretty quick, and we had an area sealed off for him to land. And we got this guy literally out of there as quick as we could, you know, and at the end of the day that saved his life. And that's all down to coordination from Malin Head.